All right, we've been looking at Kingdom Time. If you know the time, you win. If you don't know the time, you lose. It's that simple. If you understand God's timing, you're victorious. If you don't understand God's timing, you're not victorious. You're just not. People will say, well, I missed it. God's never late. No, he's not. But we're late recognizing God's motion and movement in our lives. How many times we miss God's will? How many times we miss God's blessing? How many times we miss God meeting a need in our life? Over and over, right? If you're honest with yourself. Yes, many times you've missed God's blessing and favor. You didn't recognize it because you missed the timing in the kingdom. Now, we've been looking at that for a while, and we'll continue to look, and we'll go what we talked about on Friday. Breakthrough, be a force, and take dominion. Stop allowing the enemy to beat you up all the time. See, you're a force, a strength, a movement for a given amount of time. See, when you put pressure on something moving in a direction, the opposite direction, it will eventually stop. You can gain new momentum and get ready for the Lord to move on you in a new way. Get ready for that. Prepare your heart for that. God, I expect you to do something fresh and new in my life. I talked about that yesterday. I talked about that yesterday, about newness. Newness. Newness of life. Newness of life. You can hear that whole message right after Jamie today at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. All right? Right after Jamie, just listen all day, and 6:30 you'll see it. We have to say, okay, God, I want you to do something new. The Bible talks about bringing you to a newness of life and freshness and believing and trust and change and fulfillment and transformation. And for Grace Point Ministries 2025, that's been the framework of what we've been dealing with. Join us. Now, become a force against anything robbing you of your inheritance. Begin to become a force. Become a force against that which is robbing your inheritance, your spiritual inheritance. That's right. Now, I drew a picture last week, okay, about you, all right? We know that we should have personal dominion, that sin shall not have dominion over us, Romans 6. We can possess your soul in 1 Thessalonians 4:4, Luke 21:19. You can put your feet on scorpions and snakes, Luke 10:19, Mark 6, and Romans 16. And then you can overcome in Revelation 12, that possession, that's endurance. Now, last week we asked you to do kind of like a drawing. It's a word thing we're doing. I'm trying to draw you a picture, and you can do it physically. All right? Let me just quickly tell you, because this model is going to be used for the next several programs. All right? Now, at the top of the page, write Father God. Father God. Use the page, you know, any way you want to use it, but Father God. On the left-hand side, on that same line, write Jesus Christ. Okay? Immediately underneath it, put a box or a rectangle and write the word God's throne. And underneath that, write the words the heavenly realm. So, Father God, God's throne in a rectangle or a box, whatever is easier for you, and the heavenly realm, Jesus Christ at the top to the left side of the Father. All right. Now, in the body of the paper, write a big outer circle and write the word body. Just draw a big circle, but don't put it in the middle. All right, put it kind of at the top. Let me do it this way. It'll be easier for you. three circles, one in the outside, one in the inside, and then a smaller one, all right? Three circles, one, two, three. Maybe that's easy for you to do. All right. On the outside circle, write the word body. On the next circle toward the middle, write the word soul, will, and emotions. And the circle in the middle, make these circles nice size now. Don't just, you know, I mean, it's good. You're going to write in them. You're going to write in the circle. And then in that inner circle, write Holy Spirit, human spirit. And then in the upper right-hand circle, cut out a piece, not like a pie, but like a round cut, and put mind and bring that into the soul, heart and conscience. All right. And then right, go back up top, and under where it says heavenly realm, write the word Ephesians 2, 6. Okay? Now, draw a line from Jesus Christ, kind of like a, make it look like a C, all the way into the inner circle where it says Holy Spirit and human spirit. All right, do that. And then in the bottom of the page, write the word, the world. Okay? Easy enough, right? Easy enough there. All right. Now, let me go through one more time. Top of the page, Father God. Underneath that, God's throne. Underneath that, the heavenly realm. To the left of Father, Jesus Christ. Underneath that, Ephesians 2, 6. Big circle, another circle, inner circle. On that outside circle, right body. Next to it, right soul. Right in the inner circle, will and emotions. In the innermost circle, right, Holy Spirit, human spirit. Cut out a little bit, like someone took a bite out of a cookie, right? Right? Write the word mind and make sure it goes from spirit into soul and then heart and conscience. Okay. All right, I hope that is clear for you. Now, let me give you some new stuff. Now, the whole person, if you look at that, drawing the whole person, body, soul, spirit. Man has a spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. The most important part of you is the inner circle, spirit. Man has a spirit, has a soul, and lives in a body. Now, in that inner circle where it says spirit, write these three words. Intuition, communion, and testimony. Intuition, communion, and testimony. Your spirit is mind, will, and emotions. No, that's not what it is. That's your soul. A lot of people get that confused sometimes. They don't understand that they're pretty good on the body. I mean, we're pretty up to date on the body. The soul and spirit is where we have the problem. Your soul is mind, will, and emotions. So when you get a thought, okay, you're thinking of going to dinner, all right? That's a soul thing. Mind is when you're doing a math problem in school and you're trying to figure something out, all right? Mind, will, I want to go to the store. That's what I want to do. That's will. Emotions is, don't you mess with me. I'll get you. That's funny. Oh, yeah, I'm happy. That's emotion. Wow, I feel so good today. That's emotion. Anger, I'll fix you. Jealousy. That's soul stuff. Soul stuff. Mind, thinking. Now, spirit is intuition. Talk about women's intuition. They just know things. That's a spirit action. Communion. I'm communicating to you. That's a spirit thing. And it's also It's also how you, when you communicate to God, you communicate in your spirit and in your testimony. That's the whole you. Now, there's a lot of sub things in here, and you can place all kinds of things in there. But that's basically you. Basic. Body. Man has a body. He has a soul. And he has a spirit. He has a spirit. That's the most important thing of you. He has a soul, mind, will, and emotions, and he lives in a body. The most important part of you is your spirit, because your spirit is where God speaks. I've had people say, well, how do I know if it's God or the devil? That's easy. Oh, that's so easy. Number one, Jesus said, the sheep knoweth my voice, so you know. And deception comes when the enemy comes in and he tries to make us believe that God is speaking to us, but it's actually the enemy of our souls. And here is always in stone a principle. Are you ready? God always speaks to your spirit. Always speaks to your spirit. The Spirit of the Lord speaks to your spirit. That's where the communication comes in. See, the Bible says the spirit of man is a candle unto the Lord. So the spirit is what gets converted at conversion. Jesus, come in my heart, forgive me my sins. I live for you. And Paul calls it the old and new man. The old man goes out, the new man comes in, and we are converted. That's a spirit action. Now, soul needs to be renewed. And Paul again calls it by the renewing of your mind. So when a person said, Jesus, just save my soul, he actually saved your spirit. Save your spirit. Soul gets renewed. Spirit gets transformed. Transformed. That's why good people do bad things. Because their soul, mind, and their emotions have been programmed. Listen, programmed by the enemy. We've been programmed by the world system. We've been programmed by the world system. It's incredible. It blows my mind when you hear 4- and 5-year-old use the most trashy gutter language. 4 years old, 5 years old, they just gutter language. Just as gutter as can be. Vile. Know what's happening to them? Their soul is being programmed by their parents. Ooh. How their parents speak at the house, and those little ears hear what mom and dad says and what they talk and how they talk and the gestures mom and dad make to one another. Mom and dad puts on a television program and it's full of filth. It's full of garbage. It's full of sexual innuendos. It's all kinds of stuff that is perverted. Guess who's listening? Those little hearts are listening. And it's getting into their soul. And if it gets into their heart, that's when it comes out of their mouth. And they say all kinds of things. They say all kinds of, I mean, some of the things that are coming out of 5-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds, it's absolutely filth. Here's what's happening. They are being programmed in their soul, mind, will, and emotions by the course of this world. By the course of this world. Ephesians tell us that. They've been programmed by the course of this world. They speak, they act out. Their actions are by the course of this world. So what comes out of their being is coming from their soul, not too much their body, even though the body agrees. See, Jesus said, you know, interesting. You know, Paul was talking about it, but the scripture I like is that any two of you agree together and touching any one thing, it shall be done. Oh, yeah, let's get two people in a prayer meeting of three. All right, God, we're touching you. We're agreeing. It's greater depth than that. Greater, 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 greater depth than that. If any two of you agree on touching any one thing, it shall be done. Okay. Let the saints gather on Wednesday for prayer meeting. Oh, we got two here tonight. I guess we can agree each other. That's good, but that's not what that scripture is talking about. Any two of you agree? Remember, spirit, soul, and body. Watch this. Watch this. The body says, I am so worn out. I am so tired. What a tiring week. The spirit, mind, will, and emotions agrees with the body. You know, you're right. What happens? They don't go to church. Now, the soul says, wait a minute. Let me think of this logically. They don't go. Now listen to this. The body says, wow, I'm tired. But the spirit says, oh, you may be, body, but I'm hungry down here. I need to hear the songs of Zion, the word of God, the power of the spirit. Hey, I've been starving down here all week long. You've done other things. You looked everywhere. I am starving here. And the body says, oh, I'm just so, well, I'm so tired this week. I need to sit down. I need some recreation. So I go out and do something, you know. Nothing wrong with that, but the timing is wrong. Now you go back to the timing. So the spirit goes, wait a minute. And the soul says, you know, that's the mind. You know, spirit, you're right. You're right. I agree with you. Guess what happens? The body goes to church. Any two of you agree on touching any one thing, it shall be done. The Lord showed me that directly years and years ago when I was thinking about the little prayer meeting with two people there trying to figure out what to do. The whole person, body, soul, and spirit. When you understand that, so in that circle, you can draw another, use another page. At the top of the page, put the whole person. Big outer circle, smaller circle, smallest circle. In that outer circle, body. The next one down, soul. The one in the middle, spirit. Intuition, communion, and testimony. When you're on your way to understand that, you're going to be understanding